Yes, I did.
Tony, will you bring this in?
Yes, the time is now 11:29 p.m. and the meeting is reconvened into open session.
And will you take this to the next item?
Item 4A, discussion and possible action to approve a contract of employment with Dr. Pedro Galaviz to serve as superintendent of Canutillo ISD.
Board President Rodriguez, members of the board, and Ms. Brigham, we had our discussion in closed session. We went over the requested items and revisions in the contract from Dr. Galaviz, and we also made some additional changes to certain sections of the contract. The final form is the form that we discussed and that we have reviewed in closed session with those additions and revisions, a couple of which were rejections of items that Dr. Galaviz requested, but they were very minor. And what I would ask you to do, if you're comfortable with the contract in the current form with those additions and revisions, that you consider approving it. And what we will do is Mr. Rodriguez and I will contact Dr. Galaviz in the morning and his legal counsel, advise them of the changes that are in the final form that the board has approved, and assume that they agree to those final changes. We will have them sign the contract, and President Rodriguez will sign it, and Ms. Mendoza will also sign it on behalf of the board.
Chair.
Mr. Pumau.
This time I move that the board approve the contract of employment with Dr. Pedro Galaviz to serve as superintendent of Canutillo ISD with the terms in the contract as discussed back in closed session, including the revisions and modifications to the contract, and that we instruct our council and board president to finalize those negotiations as discussed back in closed session.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. There's no discussion. Tony, will you
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right.
And then the official start date is June 3rd. I don't think he'll listen to this, but what I want to look at is on the June 3rd, and I have talked to Gustavo to do a welcome, and we'll visit each campus, but to do, look at maybe a video of that type of thing and do some other stuff, and I won't say the details, but I'll talk to you in a bit.
He's talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought he was over there.
Okay. Anything else? No? Thank you, board.
We can have something. I was
there's another item. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I'll take this to the next item.
Item B, discussion regarding the recording of hours of work for district employees. Ms. Carrasco?
This item was placed on the agenda, and I would await your guidance on how you want me to proceed with that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to direct administration to provide training to develop a regulation, to do whatever is necessary to ensure that all employees across the district are swiping in and out for the recording of hours.
Okay, I will follow up on...
Is that a motion or that?
It's a motion.
I'll second that. Is that, can I have clarification on that? Is that, so that's teachers, admin? It's teachers.
Do teachers swipe in and out?
No, they do not.
The only exempt staff that is expected to swipe in and out are the central office staff, and that is as a result of an administrative directive that Dr. Murphy gave to the central office staff, the exempt employees at central office. So no one at the campuses right now have been directed to swipe in and out, to include the teachers, which are exempt staff also.
Steve.
Mr. Chair?
Mr.
You know, I don't have a problem. I think even the teachers should do it, but not so that we can calculate their hours, but make sure that they're in attendance.
I would agree with that.
security issues.
So that they're in attendance. We want to know where they're at. Are they here or are they not here? As a matter of fact, remember we had asked in the past, a couple of years back, we had asked about a report on the teachers in terms of how many days they're absent for whatever reason.
Is that a part of the EOC?
Huh? You can tell that already.
Not the EOC, that's an important
part. Usually what they do is they sign in when they report to work.
Right now they sign in.
The teachers just sign in at the front office. But they don't do anything with their
badge.
With their badge or clock in or anything like that.
What
we can do is go ahead and develop that regulation, and then we can go ahead and over the summer start developing the trainings and the implementation, and then let everybody know that for the new school year, that is a new expectation for exempt staff.
Because I don't think we have enough. I'm going to be honest. I think we're probably going to have to put another. We're going to have another time clock at the high school.
Do they actually swipe in?
They can swipe in, and they also have on the computer. They can also log in from their computer, log in and log out.
This may also be a technology issue that we can.
Yeah, so if everybody has login access, for example, there's employees here at Central Office can log in and out on their computer. There's, what do you call it, Annette, the button?
The timestamp.
The timestamp button. So they can do it as they're working and they're shutting off, then they can log out and close out. And the only problem with that has been in the past, and even though we've gotten that corrected now for Central Office staff, is that timestamp button can be used from any location. You can even do it from your mobile phone. So what we did there at one point is that we run reports for the IP addresses, and I had sent out an email a while back where advising employees that it didn't matter where they clocked in and out from, as long as it was an IP address that belonged to the district. In other words, it tells you when I locate the IP address that it's their cell phone, or it shows that it's Time Warner, which means they're probably doing it from home. So I can tell all these things from the IP address if I run a report, but everybody has been warned that it needs to come from an IP address that belongs to the district.
And they'll find another way around it.
Yeah, they will. I think.
If I put my mind to it, I could figure out a way around it.
I do think all staff need to do it, but I don't think we have the technology in place to do it effectively at this time. Because, I mean, you're still talking about a card that's been around, but you're physically swiping a card.
They can swipe in with their ID badge.
Or they can use the
They can go ahead and clock it in. If you don't have the ID badge and you know your employee number, you can clock that in, punch that in. Or you can do the timestamp, which means that on your computer you have access to that timestamp where you can just do it online. So as far as needing more clocks, maybe that would be great, but I mean every employee has access to a computer, so they can go ahead and log in and out from their personal computer at their desk.
If it's going to be across the district, we're going to have to allow them to do the timestamp. Or you're going to have to get more time.
And I'm okay with them doing it from the timestamp, but we will be monitoring in the IP addresses that are being used, and we will follow up on that. And I know that Ms. Brigham has already encountered that, where we've done follow-up on people not using it from elsewhere and not here in the district.
Okay, so the recommendation is to motion, or the motion states no amendments to the motion.
I'd like to amend my motion to include teachers and for the administration to provide training and that it be implemented for the coming summer. That'll give administration time enough to work and provide training to staff.
I think that's reasonable.
And implement.
I mean, it's doable.
And I am in my stick.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. I'm hearing no other discussion.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Let's say if a commissioner or the county judge does not file.